Thank you, Bliss. It's something you don't see every day. A flute quartet, the Philadelphia Flute Quartet. And it's Thomas Meaney, Christine Hansen, Ann Levinson, and Kathleen Brown. And I want to clear up one point before we start. Which of you are flutists and which of you are flautists?
Oh, boy. I've been asked that question my whole life, practically. I go by flutist. I think most of my colleagues do as well.
Yeah, we play the flute.
So like a and pianist.
Someone tell
piano.
Me how this got started. Since I was a small child playing the flute, people asked me.
And how did four flutists get together to form the Philadelphia Flute Quartet?
Short story. Ann and I went to college together years ago. She had the nerve to move to San Diego for 20 plus years. When she came back, she had played in a similar ensemble in San Diego. We united for a concert with a couple other flutists, and I enjoyed the combination. Kathy and Christine, I've known many years, 20, 30, 25 years, something like that. So it was it's a natural fit for us, all hard workers and great flutists and teachers, so it was an easy choice.
We're going to talk about things you have coming up, but I'd like to talk about the pieces you're going to play first, because they're pieces that I am not familiar with, and I'm sure many of our audience, our listeners, are not familiar with. What's the first piece?
Let me tell you about a small project that I got involved with this summer. Always looking in the area for places to play, I approached a free library on the Parkway. And as I was leaving, they were very kind and very helpful. They said, well, you should look at our collection of chamber music. And we have a collection of approximately 65 pieces. I said, well, of course. She said, sent me the link. They were very helpful. And once we went through the music, we decided, well, when we do our concert at the Free Library, it should be with that theme of new music that we've discovered, almost exclusively. Not all, but most of the pieces are brand new to us.
And the first piece
is? Oh, I'm sorry. it's the last movement, Rondo Finale, from a grand quartet by Ernesto Kohler.
The Philadelphia Flute Quartet.
Thank you.
The Rondo Finale from the Grand Quartet, Opus 92 of Ernesto Kohler, performed live in our WRTI performance studio by the Philadelphia Flute Quartet. It's such a happy sound, isn't it? And speaking of sound, the material that the flutes are made out of has an effect, doesn't it?
Yes. Most of us have flutes made out of silver. Some have bits of gold on it. Chris and Anne have gold head joints on there, so it's some of it's personal preference.
And they're beautiful, all of them. And we have different types of flutes as well. Anne has a big flute. Is that the technical term?
That's
the big flute.
Yeah, it's a bass flute. I think when it has a curved head joint, so you can reach the keys, and when it's straightened out, I think it's about 4 feet tall, but it takes a lot of hot air, so I'm good with that.
Gee, I'd be good at that. The next selection comes from Orazio Vecchi's Canzonettin No. 2. What can you tell us about this piece that we might find interesting?
So it's originally a recorder quartet. Actually, we're not sure if it was made for recorders or for voices, but we've rearranged it so we have it for two C flutes, alto flute, and bass flute. I did have to rewrite the third part for the alto flute part. We talked to a friend of ours who's a kind of recorder specialist. He's done a lot of studying, and recorder Gary White from Philadelphia Symphonia, and he kind of helped us figure out how we would redo it for flutes from the recorder quartet. We were just looking for different music that we don't have for this arrangement because there weren't four flutes to play during that time. So it was something to add to our repertoire from a different era.
Well, we look forward to hearing it. The Philadelphia Flute Quartet.
Thank you.
Selections from Orazio Vecchi's Canzonetten 2, performed live in our studio by the Philadelphia Flute Quartet. You have some interesting projects coming up.
Yes, we do. Elaborate.
Tell us.
I got involved with a project this summer at the Free Library, researching new music for our combination. Most of the time, we kind of lean towards having original for flute quartet, but sometimes that's just not possible. Earlier composers, Mozart, Brahms, did not write flute quartets. Contemporary composers are, but back then they did not. Anyway, I was intrigued by this large number of pieces they had at the library at my disposal. So we checked out a bunch, we researched it, played through things, and came up with a program. Our program is not this Saturday, but next Saturday, the 10th of November at 2 p.m. at the Free Library of Philadelphia on the Parkway.
And this next piece is for saxophone quartet.
Yes.
I don't want to leave you out, Christine. What can you tell us about this?
We recently attended a performance of another flute quartet who explained to the audience that the saxophone quartet can work perfectly for our ensemble without need for transposition. So something written for two alto saxes, a tenor sax, and a bari sax will work for this group. And so that opens up a lot more music for us. And our next piece is actually a sax quartet.
And here is the Philadelphia Flute Quartet with the three pieces for saxophone quartet by Václav Neil-Heibel.
Thank you.
pieces for saxophone quartet by Václav Nell Heibel, performed live in our studio by the Philadelphia Flute Quartet. Now, besides being flute players, you all teach as well in various places. Mm-hmm. How is that?
Oh, I love teaching. I'm in my 31st year.
Really?
Yes.
31 years.
31 years.
Fabulous.
All elementary band, and I love
really?
It.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. So what makes you want to teach? Because some people just play, but you all want to impart the information that you have to others. What?
Just remembering how much I loved my childhood music teachers, and that was the inspiration.
We were listening to the news before, and we were discussing how music takes us away from the worldly events. Is that how you feel?
Yeah, it's been a really rough week, and it's really, that's an understatement. And it's really nice to sit down and practice and just forget about what's happening out there. And I love also, just to go back to the teaching too, I think it helps the smaller children, the parents go, my son doesn't practice, but he loves coming and just having fun and playing. And I think that's part of the fun of teaching too.
We have one more piece, and it's a contemporary piece. Is that correct?
Yes, I say it's about maybe 3 or 4 years old. We premiered it, I'm going to say maybe almost 2 years ago. And coincidentally, we found it in the library, so we kind of had to do it. And a friend and colleague, Louis Anthony DeLise, is a composer and arranger who lives in New Jersey. And he's very helpful with us with the piece. He coached us through it. He recorded it. And as I said, we premiered it, and we also played it in Florida this summer for the National Flute Association, which of course was a thrill to be asked to do that.
And here it is. States by Louis Anthony DeLise, a contemporary composer, performed live in our studio, WRTI 90.1, by the Philadelphia Flute Quartet. And you could go to our Facebook page to see this replayed, because it's live right now, but you can also go to our website, wrti.org, to find out more about this wonderful ensemble and their upcoming performance Saturday, November 10th at 2 p.m. at the Philadelphia Flute Quartet, performing at the Parkway Central Free Library Music Department. Thank you all for being our guests today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's been a thrill.
Great.